Lecture 24, A Season of Uncertainty, Summer and Fall, 1863.
This lecture will continue our look at military events in 1863. We'll examine the relatively quiescent fronts along the Mississippi River and in Virginia, as well as the Battle of Chickamauga, which took place in North Georgia and ranks as the largest battle of the entire war in the Western theater. We'll begin in Virginia and along the Mississippi River. We've seen in our recent lectures how much success had come to the North in each of the major theaters in 1863. We've seen George Gordon Meade's victory at Gettysburg, Grant's victory at Vicksburg, Nathaniel P. Banks's reduction of the Confederate stronghold at Port Hudson, and William Rosecrans's successful Tullahoma campaign, which pushed Braxton Bragg and the Army of Tennessee back into the vital city of Chattanooga. The tide seemed to have swung decisively against the South. And the task, it seemed, for Lincoln and his group of planners was to come up with a strategy that would build on this Northern success and perhaps bring the war to an end within a few months. As we'll see, that didn't end up being the case. They were not able to get any kind of decisive action in Virginia. They really couldn't decide on a quick target out in the far western theater. And the only major battle that took place in the middle theater, the Tennessee-North Georgia theater, proved to be a major disappointment for the North. Lincoln and Halleck, as they looked at the map in Virginia in the wake of Gettysburg, grew more disenchanted with George Gordon Meade. Lincoln had hoped for a rapid follow-up to the Union success at Gettysburg. He wanted something almost immediately after the battle. He hadn't gotten that, but had still hoped that Meade somehow would bring Lee to a showdown battle, perhaps before Lee was able to get back across the Potomac River. The river's waters were very high after Gettysburg, and Lee was in effect trapped north of the Potomac for a while. That seemed to open an opportunity for Meade, but in the end, Lee was able to dig in along the river. Meade did not attack him, and the Confederates escaped. Meade later explained that he didn't want to attack Lee's strong defensive positions near the river. It was probably a good move on his part because he feared having to fight a Gettysburg in reverse, with the Confederates being in a good defensive position and the Federal attackers being slaughtered as they tried to carry that position. Still, it probably would have been wise for Meade to try to attempt some kind of pressure against Lee. In the end, though, he didn't. Lee's crippled army, severely crippled army, limped back into Virginia, and eventually the armies in the Eastern Theater settled into an uneasy period of watching each other warily along that military frontier. Lincoln, I think, rather quickly gave up hope that he would have any dramatic results in Virginia. His level of confidence in Meade was dropping at this point. Meade had done well enough, at least in the actual fighting on the second and third at Gettysburg, but after that he had proved to be a disappointment, and Lincoln's confidence is dropping, and he decided in the end not to ask very much of Meade in Virginia. He, in essence, asked Meade only to keep an eye on Lee and not to push for any kind of dramatic showdown with the Army of Northern Virginia. In fact, Lincoln suggested that Meade probably shouldn't even attack Meade's army, but just attack Lee's army, excuse me, but just make sure that Lee didn't pull some kind of maneuver that might hurt Federal chances elsewhere. Lincoln reasoned that if Meade had failed to hit Lee when the Army of Northern Virginia was in a precarious position, right after Gettysburg, that it was highly unlikely that Meade would be able to accomplish much now that Lee had time to dig in, or at least sort of dig in a much stronger position in Virginia. This might have been an overreaction on Lincoln's part to Meade's earlier failure, but it meant that Union planning for the Virginia theater was considered secondary to Union planning in the West. Lincoln was not expecting that the war would be won or even advanced very much in the East. He took pretty much the same attitude he had taken when Joseph Hooker first came into power in the Army of the Potomac. I'm hoping that nothing bad happens in Virginia, but I'm expecting that something good will happen out West.